I second that motion.
Hello. This is Preston. You spoke with him on the morning show.
Oh, were you the one that was
Dean? Can we?
That was it. Yeah,
that was pretty spectacular.
Thanks, man.
Can we get you a little audio? Just
check. Hello.
That's it.
I am the older DeLeo brother. That's right. It's true. Older one. No wiser.
I second that motion.
And you're in a brother band and you're surviving.
What's that?
You're in a brother band and surviving. I mean,
oh man, this is,
you know, considering the legendary brother bands.
I veto that bill.
Everly Brothers. King.
Well, I love my brother.
Van Halen Brothers. On Oasis Brothers.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my brother.
Kings of Leon.
He wrote the band's biggest songs. I'm just kind of riding coattails.
All right. Are we rolling, kids? We don't want to.
We didn't get that?
No, we got it.
I veto that bill.
It is 93.3 WMMR, and on the occasion of our MMRBQ, a band that we have had that holds the distinction of playing three different times this festival with three different singers. We had with them with Scott, the original singer. We had them with Chester, and this evening we will have them with Jeff Gute, the new singer. A pleasure to welcome from the Garden State of New Jersey, Robert and Dean DeLeo of Stone Temple Pilots.
Wow, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
So nice to have you. So nice to have you here, and thank you guys for playing our little barbecue.
It's great.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having us at your shindig, man.
Shindig.
Yeah.
I brought lava lamps.
I love it.
Just to spice it up. So before we go any further, you were on doing some promotion via satellite with our morning show, Preston and Steve. And when I saw you in Los Angeles, Dean pulls out his phone and said, I was just on MMR. And I go, okay, why are you pulling out your phone? He says, well, I've got the audio of it. And I go, why do you have the audio of it? So Preston, I don't know if Preston or Dean would like to tell the tale.
All right, so yeah, we were about ready to do the interview, but we didn't know who from the band was going to be on. We just knew that one of the DeLeo brothers was going to be on. So before we went to them, I said that we don't know if it's going to be Dean or Robert, and I said...
We were kind of taking bets.
Yeah, we were taking bets. I thought it was going to be Robert, and a few thought it was going to be Dean, and I turned on the... I brought the fader up, and I said, which DeLeo brother is it? And he says, it's Charles Nelson Reilly. And
I didn't quite say it like that.
What did you say?
Charles Nelson Reilly.
For those younger listeners, Charles Nelson Reilly was a character actor from the 50s and 60s, and he was always on Bewitched and shows like that. And
yeah, Match and, Game.
Yeah.
So I always wondered what he really did.
Well, yeah. And he's always on The Tonight Show, and he'd always have funny one-liners. And in those days, I just sort of thought of him as rather eccentric. Oh, I didn't know he was a big queen. And that's a compliment, not a dig, by the
right.
way.
Well, you know, you got to let your queen flag fly,
You've
man.
You've got to.
But there were times where you could take him in the corner square for the block, you know, if you wanted to.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
Oh, my God, yeah. I saw that.
Nice.
Dude, I'm there. I used to watch The Ghost and Mrs.
We're quite dating ourselves right now, aren't we?
So, well, wait a minute, Preston, because so I went and saw a showcase the guys did in Los Angeles, and I said hello to them quickly before the show, and Dean pulls out his cell phone and goes, I was on your station on MMR, and... I had the greatest time. I said, why? And he goes, I got audio of it. I go, what? And he played the introduction that you just told us about, Preston. He had recorded it on his cell phone, and he played it for me.
I love it.
I was on vacation. I didn't hear it. And I just howled when you said Charles Nelson Reilly, which brings us to a gift from the morning show.
Yes. So Dean, yes. Right after that, I immediately did some digging
around.
Goodness. And I found something that I would like to present from all of us to all of you. And this is coveted, and you don't have to wear it tonight, but it would be awesome if you did. But this is your own Charles Nelson Reilly T-shirt. Dean DeLeo, I present that to you.
That is beautiful.
Isn't that awesome? Vibrant colors.
With a pipe.
Get over here, brother.
Oh, my God. Dean is giving.
That is truly spectacular.
I just have to say one thing. Where the hell is mine?
Robert is disappointed, as brothers might be at Christmas.
It's incredible.
Man,
you did some digging. I appreciate that.
No problem.
I got to tell you, you know, we all have things that we have to make us fall asleep at night, and watching TV makes me fall asleep. And on TV are the reruns of the 70s Match Games.
Really?
And he's the permanent
One of the permanent members on the show. Yeah. So, I love it.
I thought Paul Lynde was always center square.
Well, that's
Match Game.
Yeah, Match Game.
Oh, right.
Gene Rayburn.
Not Hollywood Squares.
Sorry, right.
So it was like Fanny Flagg and
host of the Match Game was?
Gene Rayburn.
You got
Gene
it.
Rayburn. Mm-hmm.
Who had the tall, thin microphone that I've never seen anyone else use with that exception. Steve might know, but he knows all those pieces of technical stuff. Robert is trying to steal.
That might be the best shirt I've ever been
That looks like a large, doesn't it?
I got an XL because it'll probably shrink a little bit when it washes.
Where did you get this?
It's a website called Redbubble. They've got great stuff.
It shows you were thinking about me. I appreciate that. Man.
My pleasure, man.
When I came back and told him the story that you had actually recorded it on your device, on your phone, he couldn't believe it. And then a week later, he says, that's what I got for Dean when the MMR comes around.
Robert, you got any requests? Anything for me to get for you next time around?
I do have a request. A pipe.
Okay. And an ascot. One of those.
In the image of Charles Nelson Reilly, he's wearing one of those 70s wide-collared shirts and wide lapel jackets and an ascot and a pipe and the big, thick glasses and the nice rug that he was wearing as well. So he looked very handsome. All good.
I'll let you continue your interviews.
Thank you, Preston, guys. A marvelous gift.
Thanks, Preston. Wow. I appreciate that.
Wow. Very nice.
That's no Grammy. That's way better.
Yeah, okay? It's pretty great, man.
Yeah. Just
pretty
think about
spectacular.
That. So it's so great to have you back and this record. I've been listening to it over and over and over again. I just love it. You know, we started with Meadow, and we're already on to Roll Me Under. But I have a whole bunch that I love on this record. Now, I'd heard Meadow, Robert, had been in your head for some time. That riff had been rolling around. Is that right?
Yeah, always. You know, there's always music kicking around inside there, you know.
But how do you... the way I'd read in some interview, you said it had been with you for, it sounded like, more than a year, a couple of years. And I'm thinking, how do you have that rolling around in your head and not record it so you don't lose it?
I forget what someone said one time. They said if it's a valid, good song, then you don't have to put it down and you'll always remember it.
Wow.
So that was the thing. Those things come. And Dean and I just get together and kind of throw ideas and riffs and music against the wall. And, you know, it becomes a song sooner or later.
And that was the first one Jeff took out for a spin. Is that correct? I mean, I'm sure he'd played some SDP songs, but he really, that's the first one he kind of gelled with you in the new form.
Yes.
Wow. So you're on the road, you've been out a couple of months off and on, and how is it feeling now with the four of you in this incarnation, with Eric and you guys and Jeff Gute on lead vocals, who has an amazing voice and an amazing talent? And pretty spectacular after looking through 15,000 people that you found him.
Great voices. He's always there, over there smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Hey, put that out.
Don't smoke.
Didn't you listen to your parents? I don't know.
Hey, man, I come to terms long ago. I'm merely the guy that stands next to the singer, you know? And Jeff is an extraordinary talent, as you will see this evening. It's... you know, it's great being up there with somebody who can sing like that night after night. And, you know, we're out here doing six shows a week, and he just he hits it every night.
Well, in one interview I read that he said, you know what, I'm ready to do 300 shows a year. And
he said that to me.
And Dean says, 70, maybe 80.
Yeah.
No, not 300. But that, you know, proves his mettle, if you will. So his dynamic on stage is great, and I did see you guys in that little showcase in L.A., and he really brings it. And it seems to me that he brings, you know, the challenge for both Chester and him would be to step into those older songs and make them his own and yet keep them yours. And that really is a challenge, and I think he rises to it. I don't know how he would describe the process of how he does that.
Like anything, it comes with time. You know, time is kind of the thing that makes things all come together, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
You had said, or I guess he had said, I read that it's interesting when you make your first record again. And it, in many ways, even though he's made albums, and this is your seventh, I think, right?
Eighth, I think.
Eighth.
Yes. I don't know. That's a trick question.
That is a trick question. Yeah. And it's too early in the morning to ask you such things, and I apologize in advance. I throw myself under the tour
bus. Especially with getting a Charles Nelson.
I know. Nothing can
talk about that. Took the wind out of me, man.
The whole interview is shit after that. Let's face it, all right? Wow. I mean, I got nothing after that. I mean, you know, and then he gives it to you and leaves. You know, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Wait, anyway. I had read something very funny from Eric, because he, I guess, during the process of open auditions, and I talked to you on the phone when you were doing that, and there were 12, 13, 14, maybe up to 15,000 people who submitted auditions, and you guys listened to every one of them. How did you do that?
Well, this is how we listen to them. I would normally queue up to Vaseline. We gave everybody three songs to choose from, and most everyone chose Vaseline because it was probably the easiest of the three. We gave them Interstate because we wanted to hear kind of what they could do with the baritone, and there was a lot of half-step inflections in that song. You know, Scott was an extraordinary singer, as we know, so, you know, that was a hard song to sing. Vaseline was probably the easiest of the three, and then there was Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Heart, which is a mouthful, you know? So I would always cue up to Vaseline, and I could see the sound waves, so I could go right to where the vocal was, and I would know in 3 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. So it wasn't like I had to sit through, you know, I would go right to Vaseline, I'd be like, all right, the verse is good, nice, okay, cool, all right.
But would you, in that process, would you say, maybe, I'll stash this as a possibility, you automatically reject?
Well, sometimes it was a quick rejection, and sometimes it was a maybe, and sometimes it was like, oh, this is a hopeful.
Because Eric said if he didn't listen for 5 hours a day, he would fall hopelessly behind, because I guess you shared listening duties amongst the three of you, and so splitting it up. And then what if one likes one and brings it into the group and says, this guy's really got it. And you guys go, nah, or vice versa.
We did all of that. I mean, it was a matter of just getting in a room and sitting, standing, and performing with these people and seeing what they were about.
So some of them actually did come in.
Yes. And there were some great
finalists,
singers,
if you will.
Yeah, there were some really great singers.
And Jeff, as I understand it, was not part of that mix at all.
He was not.
Huh. So. And he had said he had never been to an STP show, and you guys had said you'd never seen American Idol. Is that correct?
I think it was X Factor.
Oh, X Factor. Sorry.
Okay. We played on American Idol. We did.
You did?
We did.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were we played with Steven on the finale that year. We did, what song was it? Dream On.
We did a 1-minute and 20-second version of Dream On.
Yeah, I got Steven to play a little guitar solo though.
Huh. Yeah,
I worked that in.
Now, in Jeff's earlier bands, he's played guitar. Did he express any interest in doing that with you guys? Or is there room for two guitar players in that band?
Dean wouldn't allow that.
No, I'm actually entertaining, especially off the new record, when we kind of dig into like Reds and Blues.
Right.
Because Jeff, he can play and sing, you know? So maybe like Reds and Blues, Art of Letting Go, where we need that extra instrumentation.
Love the
I'm
Art
all
of
for
letting
it,
go.
Man.
I think my favorite, though, is Thought She'd Be Mine. It's got, I guess it appeals to my pop sensibilities or whatever it is, but it's just a great song. And
thank you.
Of course, if I say it's going to be a hit, it's guaranteed to sink faster than the Titanic.
Okay, let's get Mark. Let's get on that.
But
your approval.
For example, on the last self-titled album, there was a song called Cinnamon. And I thought, and I played it and still play it a fair amount, and listeners request it when I do a block of STP. They go, Cinnamon, Cinnamon.
Wow.
And I think it could have been, should have been a hit. And do you ever feel like in a case of songs, be it that or any other along the line, that you created and didn't make it, that those are like my babies, but they're kind of off in a closet or something, you know? I mean,
yeah, I kind of look at songs being hits as like, you know that saying, happens,
right?
Well, hits.
Can you
happen.
Say that?
Hits happen,
right?
You know, it's just it's the same thing. You know, you never write a song to really be a hit,
right?
You know, it's how people gravitate to the song.
But I don't even necessarily mean a hit on the charts. I mean, rock and roll is filled with, you know, songs like "Walk This Way" from Aerosmith and stuff. That when its peak was maybe 32 or something on the charts.
Yeah.
So technically, it never was a hit. But that didn't make any difference in the lifespan of the song.
The way people appreciated the song.
Right.
Yeah.
And the ability to have songs grow. One of the things I enjoyed, and now I can't remember the song you played on, Dean, but there were some different guitar parts and melodies that you were weaving in that were really different and really expansive. I think that would to the degree that I wasn't sure which song you were going into, and then you kind of weaved it up to that song. I don't know if it was Plush or.
I don't know.
But are you experimenting more in that kind of a way on this tour?
You know, man, I'm just kind of getting a little more comfortable with that dang thing. You know, I'm kind of expanding my playing, I guess. You know, I'm getting a little more comfortable with it. I'm just starting to get good at it.
I think you know, with the vibe now, we're actually able to, you know, concentrate on the creativity part of playing live, and I think that's kind of coming through. Mm. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was in that little half-an-hour set I saw, and I think it can only get better, and it sounds like it's feeling that way to you. Yeah. Speaking of playing, I noticed the Hollywood Vampires are kicking up another leg.
Yes.
Is that a
yes.
version you will be in? Because you've played with them before, right?
No, unfortunately, I had to say no, but fortunately, it's for a good reason. I'm here.
Yeah. Well, we're very pleased about SDP, but tell me how you got involved with the Hollywood. Tell folks what it is first, and then how you got involved in it, because that's a pretty cool little thing.
It's kind of an all-star band with Alice Cooper, and Joe Perry, and Johnny Depp. Tommy Henriksen, good friend of mine, who plays guitar with Alice Cooper. And that's basically it, just going out and made a record and... toured and played some cool covers and
but didn't they
had a
play
good time.
Back in the day in the
well Hollywood Vampires was a thing that they used to hang out at the Rainbow back in the early 70s and that
right.
was Harry Nilsson and Alice and John Lennon
right.
and Mickey Dolenz and they were the original Hollywood Vampires.
So Alice is the only one that's come around this time, although Mickey's
yes.
out there. But
yes.
That's very cool. Yes. What is Alice Cooper like to work with?
Amazing. Amazing human being, great person, unbelievable talent. I can't believe what that guy does. You know, we did, I don't know, 10 shows in a row, and he handled it all.
That's you know? Incredible, man.
It yeah. is. Well, he was just on Jesus Christ Superstar,
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On television. He really, he's the very... The phrase showbiz is embedded into his very...
But he's such a beautiful man.
Really?
He's really a great, nice human being.
We had a golf tournament here for charity, and he came out and golfed in it and did very well. He's
yeah.
a great golfer.
Yeah.
And sadly, he was paired with a drunkard from our
not from, a good combo.
One of our listeners was quite feeling no pain by about noon. And Alice was, you know, has been sober for years.
Yes.
Was so tolerant of this... Could you play a little I'm 18? Why don't I just hit this shot here first?
Yeah, yeah.
But he really it was a class act.
And I must say, Cheryl, his wife, is very, very beautiful person, too.
How long have they been together?
Long time.
Wow.
Long time.
Wow. We were speaking with Robert and Dean from STP. I wanted to ask you about this tour and how long it's going to go. And... How you're building in breaks for yourself, because it's fairly critical, even while Jeff wants to play 300 shows, you guys have got to make it sane somehow and route it accordingly.
Well, I mean, this run we're on right now is a 5-week tour. I don't think we've been on a 5-week tour since 1994, man.
Wow.
So we're hitting it pretty hard, and I'm gonna put Mark Gorlick. That's Mark Gorlick, G-O-R. They're working us, man.
30 days in the hole.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? We go back a long way, Pierre, and it's always, always a pleasure to be sitting here in front of you, chatting and playing your gig, man. I love it.
Well, thank you so much. As you guys know, MMR just a few weeks back turned 50.
And you've
got K-Rock in L.A. and... stations of that ilk, but there are very few rock and roll stations that play both newer and older. That you know, this radio station was playing the White Album when it was new. Think about that.
I mean, amazing, man. You know what? I was gobbling it up.
Me too.
Well, that's right, because you grew up just
up
the road, so you're back in your home
state. I told you, NEW came in great.
Right.
Probably shouldn't say those four letters, right?
No, absolutely. They were our sister station. They were owned by the same company.
So NEW came in great, but if I just got my antenna and wove my, you know, the 110 cord actually acted as an antenna.
Yeah.
Kind of drape it over your curtain
tin
rod.
Foil.
I'd pick up MMR and listen to all... stuff you guys were
doing. Well, because you're sort of stuck between the two cities, when you would go to shows, your options were many. How many were down here? How many were in there?
Rush at the Spectrum, 1979 Permanent Waves Tour.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Have you ever met Geddy?
Yes.
And did he know who you were?
He's a very, very great gentleman.
Yeah, he's so cool.
We email each other.
Oh, nice.
Great gentleman.
Excellent.
Great gentleman.
Well, we're going to let you go. We know you've got a show to do, but as I said, MMR is celebrating 50 years, and it is pretty special thing.
50 more, man.
Yeah. Thank you so
50
much.
50 more.
We have Dean and we have Robert. They grew up in this very Garden State, and they're going to be on our stage a little bit later on this afternoon into this evening, and they are Stone Temple Pilots, and the new album is fantastic, and we want to have you back, and maybe you'll play a couple songs for us acoustically somewhere down the line or something.
Love it.
Beautiful.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks,
Stone Temple Pilots.
Thank you.
Hello, all. This is Dean DeLeo.
And this is Robert.
And you're tuned in to WMMR. Happy 50.
Happy 50th.
Sign it up.